once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Insight, March 1st.
Yes.
My first show in a while, Neil.
Yes.
I don't know whether you realize, you know, that I was missing.
We had people come in, they just sit there.
They just sit there waiting on me.
Yeah. Yep.
So we had
talk show with nobody talking. It was just sitting here.
Well, a lot of times that's what mine's like, too.
That's
so
true.
I tell you what, we welcome in studio Mr. Tim Buescher, the director of TriStar Career Compact, right?
That's correct.
So I tell you what, Tim, let's start out first by welcoming you. Hi.
Thank you. Always love to be in the fort.
So, how you been?
Good. We're just moving along at TriStar, and got a senior in high school right now, which is hard to believe, and have an eighth grader. So I actually never was married. I was at Fort Recovery, so took a little bit longer than some people. So,
yeah. So your youngest one's an eighth grader?
Correct.
So by the time, and the youngest one's a girl?
Boy. Oh, yeah. Two boys.
So by the time he graduates, you'll be 68.
Then, yeah, right? We just last year lost, when we go to Bob Evans, could get the senior citizens discount and the kids' meal price, but he turned 14. I couldn't do that anymore.
But I tell you what, it is always fun to catch up and talk about TriStar. It's such an integral part of the educational experience here. And for a long time, I don't think a lot of people knew exactly what TriStar was. But boy, that's sure changed over the years, hadn't it?
Big time. And right now, if anybody follows the governor and the state legislators, it's just incredible how far we've come. Like, there's a lady in our office, Marshall and Jarvis, goes, "We're the cool kids at the cafeteria table now." And I think, you know, you look at what's in this area, the unemployment, the amount of jobs, and the governor's. I was very fortunate in November to go to the governor's mansion. Actually had lunch with about eight other career tech people in the state. It was pretty impressive. Superintendent was there, lieutenant governor and his wife, and just, they're scared. I mean, to be honest with you, Intel coming in and Honda, it's a little nerve-wracking. We're going to get this help. And the governor this year, or in the budget, has proposed, and both sides of the aisle are going to probably approve it. They will put $300 million towards career tech. All the career centers like us and Apollo and Vantage, $200 million for new facilities, and $100 million for equipment. And basically, a lot of schools have a wait list. I've talked to some schools. They got 300-400 kids on a wait list. And
for everything overall?
Yeah, a lot of manufacturing, computers, robotics. I know one school, they got 40 kids on a wait list for welding. And part of this money, which I'm actually going to be on the committee, decides what the rules are and that there. I don't know if that's good or bad, but you had to have double the wait list. Like, so if you can put 50 kids in, you got to have 100 on, or 25 in a class on the wait list. So it's going to be interesting, but and I think people realize nothing wrong with college. I did it, but you can be maybe a 2-year college, a 1-year college, and we need some of those other skill sets, but you need some training. Just a high school graduate don't cut it either. You know, and,
sure,
and
right,
some of those skills
yeah,
jobs.
And a lot of times, especially in this climate we have, you can probably get hired, but, you know, if they have to train you, they're not real anxious about doing that when there's people available that already know what's going on. They know how to run the CNC. They know how to weld. They know how to do this mechanic thing. They know how to do things, and you're a lot more likely to get a good job, a good paying job, and not have to start somewhere and then learn your skill and then move to another thing. I'm going to just make some crazy guess, but say 3 or 4 years ahead of somebody that doesn't have that training.
Neil, you're exactly right. And every company I've talked to, when they get applicants, if there's TriStars on their thing, it goes to the right pile right away. That's right there. Yeah, we got kids. I mean, companies come in their junior year. They're hiring these kids in these programs. They've been there a week. Hey, we'll hire you $18 an hour now, $20.
Yeah.
Because we know in 2-3-4 months you can make us some money. And the amount of money, we had a kid last year, neat kid, but he kind of got thrown out of his home school. He made $63,000 as a high school senior.
Because he found something he was interested in.
Yeah, and he worked
instead of being bored and causing a commotion.
Exactly right. And he worked overtime. And then
I know a few of those.
Yeah. Well, I think the coolest part with that kid is, and if you knew the situation and stuff, he really turned around and ended up was one of the top auto kids in the state. Went to state and state competition, but he put $15,000 in retirement account.
Wow,
that's unheard of. We got adults can't do that, and you know, and I. Nothing wrong with it, but you know, you look at the kids, the trucks and cars they have, but he put $15,000, which to me is probably the biggest. Because our teachers talk about that. You know, save money. You know, try to do that because you're not always make that kind of money. But no, we got kids. I know one student. He goes in robotics in our program, and he's going to class at Wright State Lake, and he's Mr. Bush. I didn't like school, and he's very, and both his parents and his family, they're all college people, and he goes, I can go 2 years. Where he works at, he's the top computer person at this place.
Yeah,
because and he works part time.
Yeah.
So, but he said everything I've learned, I'm doing in college. I learned TriStar. Now he's a very good student in there. I mean, he found what he wanted. So, you got to take, you know, you got to be aggressive in a sense. You know, he's got to take advantage of the situation. If you sit there and bump on a log, you'll be okay. But you're not going to be. You got to be a little bit aggressive.
So you had mentioned the wait list at the other schools. Does a TriStar have a wait list?
Yes.
Yes.
But our new facility has helped tremendously.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. You know, when we used to have, you know, room for our construction was 16 kids. Well, at 16 more, so that's 32 total. The new facility, we can take 22 or 24. So we do have about seven programs right now that are full for next year. Other ones are close to it. So we might not be eligible for any of this money. Now, and I get why, and I'm trying to figure out a way, maybe starting a one-year program and adding like a STEM lab and then have like a one-year program. But we're talking to some companies, but we got to be shovel-ready by July 1st. So that means getting architects and that. And but what we have now, you know, our numbers are about 630 kids again next year. Since we've been out there, we went jumped from about 400 to 635. Yep. So that's a good increase. And this year we got a new teacher. Well, Fort Recovery, right? We don't say this too much. Mandy Leverett. And we had a great teacher in early childhood, and she retired. And I definitely won Mandy. We went after her, and what she's doing is tremendous. And we changed that program a little bit. In the past, it was you could be first or second grade teachers or pre-primary. We with her, and we did intentionally. We knew we wanted to do this. You can take her and be a K through 12 teacher, so you can get 2 years of doing lesson plans. You want to be a junior high teacher, and that helps us get more guys. You know, because not guys are good elementary teachers, but sometimes they want to be junior high and high school. So she's just the first year of that, so that's changing a little bit. Sure. But she's got a full class next year.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and come back, and you know, talk about. Like upcoming activities like job fairs and health fairs and things going on at TriStar. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
We're the Fort Recovery Lady Indian softball team, and I'm Sophie Pearson.
I'm Ella Shane.
I'm Emma Will.
I'm Ava Shane.
And I'm Jenna Ullman.
And we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser. The tickets are just $9 each, and you get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, applesauce, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 12th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at the St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and they'll also be available at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on Sunday, March 12th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets by early March. Get them today.
We appreciate all of your continuous support. Bye.
Love ya.
You know, just let me know when Neil will fire it back up.
I was going to say I missed you when you were gone, but I did not miss. Every week he does at least one of those.
So we're here with Mr. Tim Buescher, the director of TriStar. And before we get on to upcoming events, let's talk about the past. Okay, because I think TriStar is celebrating the birthday of this
40 years.
40 years.
The end of, started in the fall of 83. So it was signed, everything was signed, I think, in April of 1983 when there was all the first three, Coeur d'Alene, St. Mary's, and then obviously it 2 years later became a little bigger. So it's hard to believe 40 years.
Yeah. And so.
Then you don't seem that old.
No, I was a senior in high school that year, just so you know.
Oh.
Which makes me feel really old, though.
So when you think back to those days, do you have any idea, like, how many kids were involved in those early years?
Talking to Dave Brunswick and some of the records we saw, I think, you know, first year didn't have as many classes. So I think they had maybe 200-300 the first year. Then they had some years of 400-500 in there because they took a lot of kids. Some they probably took more than they should have. And then the state kind of sometimes say, yeah, you probably don't have need 30 kids in welding or in that there. But I think they had maybe a few more programs. But there was more kids back then. But, you know, they were at 3-4 different locations. And I'm sure the first year, first 2 years, you know, had the big three at that time. Probably wasn't quite as many, but I think there was probably 300-400, and then eventually got to that. Because when I was there, I've been here 25 years.
Yeah.
So I remember there's been years of, you know, about 325, 350, when you get up to 400. And that was about what we could hold. And now, obviously, at 630,
that's
awesome. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is.
So, as a parent or as a student, okay, so like what is the exposure that kids get to TriStar? When does that start and what does it consist of?
Great question. Eighth grade, they get a chance. And we've done in the past, then, you know, when kids find out about TriStar, about 75% the first time is the eighth grade tour, or 80%, that's when they see it, because every eighth grader in the nine schools come and take a tour. Used to be, when I was first 10 years, not every school did that. And we really pushed some schools, like, you go to other stuff, you get off, why can't you bring, because that's a big decision in there. And then the sophomores, they get to come for like half or two periods, or they can take two classes, like 45 minutes. That's a little different. It used to be about a half hour, but now they can come two times.
Every eighth grader. And not just the ones that might be interested.
No.
Everybody.
Well, good point. You know, there's some schools, they used to be, when I first started, well, that's good for you five kids to go. You other ones are too smart. You don't go.
Yeah.
That was told by people at some schools. Now everybody's included. They make everybody, well, and we've probably got to that point. Then the sophomores.
Because your smartest one might want to be a doctor or a nurse, and you guys are a great source for something like that.
We have got a kid studying to be a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
In college right now.
Yeah.
So it's all that. When I say there's a wide range, it's in.
So it's not where the smart kids stay at the home school. there may very well be something exactly what they need at TriStar.
Any kid that wants to be in the medical field should be through TriStar's med prep program. I don't care if you're EMT, phlebotomist, you want to be a doctor, chiropractor. Everybody needs to know the body and the systems.
Yeah.
And best thing I can tell this year, when I was first there on Football Friday, we might have 8-10 kids in jerseys and 2-3 cheerleaders. This year, 48 kids on Friday were in football jerseys and about 13 cheerleaders. And we had 4 or 5 kids on the homecoming courts and stuff. Now, that's not bad mouth from years before. It's just that those kids now, it's all right to come. Back then, they weren't allowed to come.
Right.
And then as sophomores, they get pick 2 classes to come to. And
what?
I actually have parents call anytime. We'll show kids, parents, anytime to come through. I don't care if it's, because we look at, we're like a little college.
Yeah.
If you want to come, we're going to have you come.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you know, part of that's got to do with simply the state of the jobs available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you know, industry was, you know, leaving Mercer County, you know, if like you didn't go to college, you were somewhat screwed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you know, kind of interesting how that has changed.
Yeah.
So TriStar is open to every school in Mercer and all Glaze County except Parkway, right?
And Walpock and Winfield Goshen.
Okay.
In all Glaze.
And they would go to Apollo or
Vantage.
To Vantage.
And that's one thing is that, and this is a little different because that's a career center. If you live in Parkway School District, you're paying 4.9 mils, almost 5 mils, if you send any kids or not.
Yeah.
Now, for us, now we technically don't, but we do have that building levy, which only in our 8 years we have it paid off.
Yeah.
And it's 0.95. That was by special. We had to get special permission, dispensation, almost like I could call it. But and actually, this year it's 0.9. So that will be done. But that's only a one-time deal. We're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened because all the 9 schools wanted to all help pay for it. That was where in other compacts, one school pays for it all.
Yeah.
And our superintendent said, no, everybody should have a little skin in the game, and it helped.
So Walpock kids would go to
Apollo.
Okay.
They go to Apollo.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Goshen does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is what
mm-hmm.
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's probably too many to list, but can you list the classes offered?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do it in alphabetical order?
In alphabetical order? No. No.
How about in order of importance?
Yeah, and well, no, Neil. They're all number one then.
That was that gotcha question. Yeah. We weren't going to ask you.
No, we have a career pathways, which that's actually with the county, which is a great program for kids, hardworking kids, but just books aren't their thing. Then we got graphics, and then we have rec tech, robotics, machine trades, welding, construction, animal science, computer, cybersecurity. Then we have automotive, ag mechanics, CBI, and then on our upstairs,
what's
career based intervention? That's a work program.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm going too fast for you now, aren't I?
Yeah. You are.
Well, he couldn't spell CBI.
Yeah. That's why you hollered the referees. You couldn't see that either.
Yeah.
And then we have early childhood, med prep, and interactive media. So I think that's 15 programs. And we have marketing over at St. Mary's. The reason that's over at St. Mary's, it's only a one-period program. Anybody can take it, but St. Mary's has always had that. And it just makes sense to have it there. So we have a CBI both at St. Mary's and at Salina. And then we have call it P3 class for kids maybe don't get in one of our classes because it's full.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to say, I want to be a chef. Well, they'll get a job at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and they can take it through us. That mm-hmm. they get a job right away, and it's worked out great.
Yeah.
And that there, so those are, and all the classes we have are classes that are needed. Our cybersecurity is the newest class we started 3 years ago in the new facility. We have it's full on wait list next year.
Yeah,
so we're kind of excited.
What's the most popular, largest classes?
I'll give you about 3 or 4 because welding's usually filled with the wait list. Construction has the last several years. Cybersecurity is filled next year. Graphics has been. Ag mechanics is definitely every year since I've been here is filled. Then automotive is increasing. And then our early childhood teaching is going to be, because Manny's been there 1 year, and it's next year it's full. It went from maybe 18 kids to full. So that's the superintendents are excited about that program, because we need teachers. There is a desperate going to be shortage of teachers coming. And when we started the program, and I was talking to the state for a couple of years, and back a lot of people, I remember Mr. Lorridge was here, and and like Bob Miller at Coldwater. Well, you know, that time there was a shortage, so they just had to have 2 years of college, had to finish their college, but they could teach. So I asked the state, are we getting close to that again? And they go, that might be worse. I mean, well, what's worse? They might have to look at kids that's got 1 year of college in, have them teach and take classes. I went, wow. I just can't imagine when I was 19, coming over to Fort Rico. It was bad enough. I was 22 teaching, you know, when they're 18 and at there. And now some can handle it. It's like anything, but boy, that's I don't think I can be a chemistry teacher with 1 year of college and be good to go.
The ag, what was the other ag?
Mechanics and animal science.
Animal science. Yes. So what kind of careers would come out? I know there's a whole bunch of people around here that are kind of in, you know, poultry, cattle, hogs, that kind of thing. That's not just teaching them how to raise those animals.
No,
in fact, there's probably very little of that, right? Because in my head, that's what you'd kind of automatically think of. Is, you know, a couple of better ways to raise hogs, but that's probably not much of it at all.
Well, it's a little bit. It's funny you say that, because when we had a litter of little piglets the other year, 10 of them, and some got to be taken home for the summer, it was amazing. They were 20 pounds, 25 pounds lighter than the ones that we kept on house and had their real diet, the right diet. I never knew that. It was incredible. And Jack would know this probably too. That saves money. You know, quicker you get them.
Yeah.
To be ran on market, that saves that saves money. So, but like for animal health, animal science, you know, vet techs, veterinarians, some kids take it just to have that experience. So on their farm, they can do some of the taking care of the with the medicines and how to raise, because it's a science. I mean, it's, and one reason we started that program
50 years ago, you just went out and did whatever, and now there's a whole bunch of things that can make things so much better.
Yeah,
and easier. Well,
just,
and
I mean, there's such a difference in the way birds or hogs or cows or whatever are built, and how they breathe and how they reproduce and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So, and to have a basic knowledge of those things, whether you're going back to the farm or you're getting a job at Cooper's, it certainly helps.
Exactly. And we have a lot of food science. I mean, food science. That's that's an area. We've had them get castrated. We kids never seen that.
Yep.
How to inseminate. I mean, it's real world. I mean, it's not sugar-coated.
Yeah.
And then some kids, and a lot of kids like to go, they want to go to the cats and dogs. So we have those, and they can be a veterinarian with small animals, which actually is better money as a veterinarian dealing with the small animals because, well, they charge all this money for brushing their teeth and take I was amazed 4 or 5 years ago when we started what people will pay for. And I just read something the other day, people pay more for their pets sometimes than their own health care.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And what they pay, and if you have, like, it's one, this guy bought insurance, but it was $5,000 because needed paw surgery or whatever. You know, people do it. I understand, because people's pets are sometimes their family.
Absolutely.
And that's changed from growing up ourselves a little bit.
Yeah.
So what is the relationship, if there is any, between TriStar and Wright State University Lake Campus?
Really good. And I use this. My niece is in nursing at Wright State Lake. They're one of the top 3 ranked nursing schools in the state already. They've only been around for 5-6 years. You can get your bachelor's of nursing for like $26,000. Not per year, total. And 1 year, that's incredible, isn't
free?
It?
Free? Sort of?
Well,
comparatively,
it could be. Yeah. And that there, just, and,
wow.
And, you know, the cool part is that 1 year I asked them, hey, could we just have an agreement with Rhodes State, one of our kids all might get a go in there, because nursing was pretty tough to get in. And that there, and I asked their dean, I said, hey, can you guarantee one kid this? No, you don't want that. Well, go, why? Well, half the kids since Wright State Lake has started have been TriStar students, because when they interview, they have 2 years of experience, 2 years of 3 hours a day, basically, of anatomy and physio and all that. And the homeschools do a good job, but having biology for 1 year for 40 minutes or at 9, is these kids they interview, they're in. And the cool part is a lot of the bigger schools, Ohio State or Ball State, you go for nursing, but you don't apply to after your sophomore year.
Right. So you have a lot invested.
So what do you do if you don't get in? Lake Campus, you're accepted as a freshman. So you won't be in nursing, Neil. You're guaranteed when you start there.
Wow.
So that's a big, you know, as a kid, because what if you go for 2 years at Ohio State? I didn't make the test scores or whatever. Now what do I do? I got 2 years here.
Yep.
I guess look at a different career or go somewhere else and stuff. So and we're trying to work more, and we have worked more with them. You know, they're going to have a cybersecurity class. Everyone but one of our programs, you can go from TriStar to Lake Campus. And obviously education will be one. Mm-hmm. So we work with them. And then I know Andrea Faber is over there, which has helped. Previous deans were great the last four or five once we start building. So we're just trying to do things that make sense and try to get more agreements where kids get three, four, 12 credit hours and stuff. But our graphics, you can get like in interactive media, like 12 hours. So you almost have 1 year, one semester in before you leave TriStar.
That's awesome.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and come back and talk about some of the scholarship opportunities that are available strictly for TriStar kids. Okay, so we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club will host their annual Pork Chop Dinner on Tuesday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. Meals are $9 apiece and are pre-sale only. You can pick up your meals at the Fort Recovery Elementary School preschool and kindergarten entrance. You must purchase your tickets by March 1st. Meals include a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll, all catered by Wendell's Barbecue. The proceeds will benefit the FRHS SAD Club and the Academic Booster Club. Tickets are available from any FRHS SAD member or in the Fort Recovery High School office. Please make your checks payable to Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club.
The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, March 12th, with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the KSC Hall. It will be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using an envelope found in any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians, as well as St. Anthony, St. Mary's in Philothea, and also at Wangler Ace Hardware. Ordering information is in the envelope. Or you can call or text 567-644-5927 for tickets. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Wednesday, March 1st, and why not order a few extra for a quick meal through the week? Don't miss the Knights of Columbus pork loin dinner, Sunday, March 12th, from 4 to 6 p.m.
We're back. Insight talking to Mr. Tim Buescher about TriStar Career Compact. And
sometimes about Rocker's school career.
Yeah, well,
that was,
you know,
off the air.
What's surprising is we're starting to find out that Rocker wasn't a star student. And that just shocks the hell out of me.
Well, they didn't ask him the right questions.
I left there with a 2.8 grade point average.
Well, that ain't bad.
And I felt pretty proud of that until I realized...
That's times three, though.
Two of those guys dropped out. Well, one dropped out anyways.
So you ran teachers out of the school system?
No, not teachers, just kids.
Oh, you ran kids out of the school system. That's unbelievable.
So Tim... Getting away from the Rocker discussion at this point. Before we go to the scholarship thing, okay, if I'm a parent and I want my kid to, like, really look at TriStar, but as most parents know, your kids don't listen to you,
huh?
Okay? Where do you direct kids to?
I would, there's Jobs Ohio. Ohio Means Jobs is a location. A lot of the school, all our schools have that. So the schools are doing that. I'm sure Fort Recovery is, with their guidance counselors, the teachers that do career days. I would just get online, just, you know, do careers. Go what's needed, what jobs in Ohio are available. Hometown opportunity.
That's fantastic.
That is something around the state. Jared's talked to other people in the state. We've had conferences, and he's talked. That's where you see where it's at.
That hometown opportunity, is that just here locally?
4 or 5 counties.
Okay.
I think, yeah, it goes through Shelby and that there. And what the intent of that was is to get people to come back, because we all were there. Oh, I'm getting the heck out of Mercer County. I'm tired of it. Well, they go to Columbus, Ohio State, or wherever, and you know what? After about 4 years, and you get married. You know what? I don't think I want to
raise my kids here.
Yeah, and stuff, and opportunities.
And, you know, even if you're in a really nice neighborhood, the neighbors change every 5 years.
Yeah,
so
it's just different. So, but that's kids, you know. That's just stuff. So that's what kind of one reason that was started, and to show people we have jobs. We have companies here that's only made in this county worldwide.
Yeah,
I mean, it really. People don't understand that.
Yeah,
and that there. So that's what I tell parents: look at, come try our open houses.
Yep.
That, you know, we have an eighth grade, you know, in the fall for eighth graders. We're telling second, third, fourth graders, come in. You need to know what this is going on. It's a different decision. We were back then when we were in school. It's like you need to look at this and start doing some planning.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed how many kids know what they want to do when they come to TriStar. That is, when I was in school, I was going to be a meat cutter my senior year and end up. Didn't come close to that,
yeah.
But now kids, you see, there's some opportunities there. It does blow me away that the kids know, but they had a brother in or sister or mom or dad, and
it makes a difference,
and they can see it.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually see it.
So, and if you go to TriStar, there are some classes that you can actually get certified in or get like a certificate.
Yeah, we have like. The state now, one of the graduation things, criteria, is its credentials, and a 12-point credential. Well, we've got welding has credentials that's industry-based. We were out about 10 years ago, but someone we didn't really go too hard for because they were just – they lowered the level of what we were teaching. So now we've they've kind of made it tougher, some of them. Our robotics gets one, a Fanuc. It's incredible. We do it for the adults. It's you get that, you're in like Flint. I mean, it's almost like getting a CPR card, or even better. They know. It's recognized nationwide. Our automotive, our mechanics has some. Our animal health has it. Our cybersecurity has Cisco, which is, well, that's might be on your computer, might say in the back of it. It's just graphics, we have a couple of them. It just depends on the program. But welding, like I said, and construction, we don't have any, but, you know, there's some just don't fit yet that we have found yet, but machine trades does. So it's just like welding. Every one of our kids, juniors and seniors right now, has at least 6 points, and the seniors have 12, not more. Yeah. And for some kids, that's how they graduate. We got not many, but they just can't pass the other way. Hey, they're geniuses in some of these classes.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, you put me auto class, you give me the state test, I'll pass it. You give me enough time. Now, do you want me to fix your car? No way. But there's kids that that test is hard, but you give them a card, they tear it apart, put it back together, and it's there's no parts left, where I'd have 30 parts left. But it is. That's just the way it is. Kids kids are smart in different ways.
Yes. Sure. And everybody thinks you have to know all of this general stuff to be to get a decent job, and that's not really how it is. It is you know, we talked off the air about a kid that you know, he was disruptive, he was everything bad in school, and the teacher came up to him after school and you know, a couple of years later, and said, "I'm surprised you're not in jail." And he said, "Well, I've got this job here, and then on the weekends I deliver hogs to Pennsylvania. I made $120,000 last year. What'd you make?"
Yeah.
So, you know, and he couldn't pass a history test, I promise you. But, you know, he's doing well for himself.
Successful, exactly.
Yeah,
he
can make some money. Yeah. And you don't have to know all of this stuff to do a good job. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't hurt to know all the extra stuff, but if you're not good at it...
Depends what you want to do with your career.
Don't get excited.
Yeah.
You know.
So on the flip side of it, okay, as a business, okay, if, like, I want to get connected with TriStar students, what do you have to do?
Give us a call. We got two bulletin boards that are stuffed with job help wanted. We'll put it on our Facebook. We'll advertise. So let's say if Hastings needs somebody, we'll put that, post that, and give it to the two, like, ag mechanics and auto teacher. Hey, here's a job. You guys from Fort Recovery, St. Henry, that's closer. I will tell you, in the last 4 or 5 years, companies say, we don't know where else to turn. You can call us anytime. We're probably getting 4 calls a week. Can you post this? Can you do this? I know there's several trucking companies in Fort Recovery that we've talked to or talking to. And that's one thing we're looking at, trying adult-wise to do a trucking, trucker training. But just give us a call, because that's what we're there for. People in the past they used to not do that. Companies didn't, we'll just steal from someone else. There's nobody to steal.
Yeah.
In that there. And then now, no, we want you to talk to us. That's what we're there for. Now we're in our own facility. People say, oh, there's TriStar. We're sorry, we haven't called her. No, now's the time. That's what we're here for. Now, honestly, if you need somebody from the senior class this time of year, and it's probably late, even with juniors, it's tough.
Yeah.
So we have,
because they're already committed to somebody else.
Yeah, we'll have people come in their first 2 weeks of the junior year in school. In the first month, we'll get a lot of companies, and then, like, some of the companies that come in first is some of the companies that probably have supported us. Like, they'll get in right away. Like, if it's Capped or if it's Crown.
Yeah.
There's other companies though. PAX comes in and they talk to the kids. Hey, this is what you can make, and you're not for everybody, but they. We got Cotterman from Minster comes in every year with our junior construction. They'll do a roof for 4 days. They bring the kids T-shirts and stuff. They treat them well. If he gets one kid a year, that's worth their time. They'll show them how to do a roof. And they're bringing all their own materials. Well, if they get one kid a year, in 10 years, that's 10 people. That keeps them up of replacing. And it's a good job. You don't need 10 of them. He just needs one or two. And but kids don't know what companies do. A lot of adults don't know what our companies do. I'm going to ask you, one of the best things we did was go see J&M. We went to Cooper's. I don't know if it was a Cooper's then.
Probably St. Clair Mills.
It's St. Clair Mills.
Equity Mills, and they did chickens and St. Clair Mills.
Exactly. And people don't know what these companies do now. And they were kind of like, we'll be secret. Well, now they know. They got to let kids know what to do. And it's not these companies, they're clean. They're not dirty, not dusty. And that's one reason they like the new facility, is that our facility, we keep it clean, it's light, and that's how their companies are.
Yep.
But people's perceptions, probably as older people think, oh, that's just, it's not. And so that's how we get companies to.
And even if it kind of is, it washes off.
Exactly.
And you can afford to buy soap.
That's right.
Because they're paying you.
Exactly.
They're paying you pretty well.
So TriStar also offers adult education classes, right? So what do those consist of, and
robotics,
how
are those going? Welding, we do some computers. We do just basic computers, how to turn a computer on, because there's some people, we still have that.
That's me.
Yes,
thank you.
Robotics has been great guns. Welding, machine traits. we do ServSafe, which we took, the county asked us to kind of do that. So with all the restaurants and stuff, especially the spring coming up, they need like a three-day class or like 10 hours. So we'll do it over 2 or 3 days and get the test. That's a state test. They need it for the restaurant. You need to have one person. Even like Wendling Fish Rides, they have to have a person that's got their certification, you know, for temperature of food and cleaning and stuff. So we do that.
That makes plenty of sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
it wasn't anything I would have thought of. Just here's some people that's go up
for the food license,
fried fish.
So you know, and that's one thing we built the facility. We want to do more adult ed, and it's going great guns. Like I said, we were looking at. We got 3, 4, or 5 companies. Can we do a trucking company, truck driving? And we can't afford to buy a truck, but they said, "Hey, if we donate, can we do the classes here?" And so we got some people helping with that. So we want to offer things that help the community and do it at a reasonable cost, like welding. You get 30 hours. That's all companies want. You give Jack 30 hours, he's not going to blow up the place. We'll train him from there. Yeah. And if we want further training, we can do that.
Yeah,
and that's going great guns for us.
The basics are the basics.
Yeah.
And if you're welding at J&M or if you're welding at Crown, it's still welding, but it's completely different stuff that you're doing. And so, yeah, they can, if you have the basics, they can teach you the details. If you don't have the basics...
You're done. And then, like, one thing we did last year at Easter, they did like a 3-foot Easter bunny, like, or 2 nights. Adults come in, some kids, for a decoration for out on their porch. So, stuff like that. Just we want people in there because we want that used as a community center. I think Jared always said that when we start building or trying to pass the levy, community center, we use it more and more besides the 6-7 hours a day.
Yeah. And are all the adult classes evening classes?
Yes.
Okay.
We tried maybe in the summer. We'll do a welding one during the day for second shift people in that. But, that's going. Marshall Hunt Jarrett's done a great job, and to the point where it's self-sustaining. In that same classes, we just try to make a little bit. It's not for profit. We don't have to have a director paid for and all that. Where sometimes we're probably almost half the cost of some other schools that offer it.
Yeah.
But they're different because they're trying to do a lot more and stuff and a lot more hours.
So, to be a teacher at TriStar, what do you have to have or what do you have to be, I guess?
Is experience more important than a degree is part of that question?
Yes, and especially the ones we have because you cannot, there's no such thing as a welding teacher. You cannot go anywhere in this country for that. So, for most of our teachers, it's very basic. You need to have a high school diploma or GED and a minimum of 5 years experience. That's what this and that's what the state says. Honestly, I try to go at least 10 years experience.
Yeah,
we've done now. The last couple of years, we hired 4 of our last 5 teachers have been under age 30, which is huge for us. But they went to TriStar. Three of the four were TriStar teachers, students. So they knew and they are experienced. That was 2 years plus they made a 3-year degree or was working different places. So. There's certain like construction. You can't only have 5 years and be a construction teacher. I'm sorry. That's just to build a house. Welding, probably not. So I go for like 10, 15 years. Sometimes we get 25. It just depends. But and people don't think, I can't be a teacher. Yeah, you can. You can be it. Now, some of our classes, you can go to college for like our ag teachers or ag teacher in our ag mechanics, though. He worked for the state for like 10 years and he was a TriStar student. So he had that class. Anybody can be a teacher. This kind of surprised him. Now, our early childhood, like mainly, you had to have 5 years of teaching and stuff. But for most of our programs, it's this experience and in high school or GED.
And like one of the differences is the kids that are there want to be there.
99% do.
Yeah,
yeah. They make the choice, and we tell kids that. I will say this: on my 25 years, we've had kids drop. Last year was the first time we threw a kid out.
Yeah.
And homeschool said, I can't believe you didn't do it sooner. They were disrupting the class.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fair to the other 24 kids.
Yep.
So
I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk about schedule of events. You know, like, I know spring's a busy time out there, so we'll talk about what you got going on.
Sounds good.
We'll be back right after this.
The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, March 12th, with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the KSC Hall. It will be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using an envelope found in any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians, as well as St. Anthony, St. Mary's in Philothea, and also at Wangler Ace Hardware. Ordering information is in the envelope. Or you can call or text 567-644-5927 for tickets. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Wednesday, March 1st, and why not order a few extra for a quick meal through the week? Don't miss the Knights of Columbus pork loin dinner, Sunday, March 12th, from 4 to 6 p.m.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Marianne can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 12, 2023, at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 12th at 5:30 p.m.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Tim Buescher at TriStar. So I'm going to throw a different question at you. Okay.
Is this a gotcha question?
Yeah. No. So you look at future opportunities and needs, you know, Lord knows the world is changing. As you look at TriStar's next new class, new offering, is there anything being discussed or talked about?
We are always looking, and the question always comes up, where do we have culinary or cosmetology? Culinary, there's only four chefs in our 2-3 county area. So that's, we had to look at that. The state wouldn't even approve it, probably. Cosmetology, we could fill that, but then the state wouldn't even approve it because that's not considered a high wage, high needs job in this area. Now, it could be in Columbus. It's kind of like sports management. We could do that. I'd fill it up. We'd fill up two classes. But you got to get them bachelor's, master's, and everybody's doing it. Everybody's brother wants to do that, and there's just not that many jobs. So we're always looking. Law enforcement has come up a couple times. We've kind of looked at that. You know, it'd be more than just law, police. It'd be maybe like FBI, CIA, FAA. You know, there's stuff like that. Maybe, but someone might be.
We need some FAA people.
I know.
Wow.
But
that gotten bad for recently.
Yeah. So it just kind of depends. I think for us, we're pretty maxed out. You know, our number of students in our schools is lower than it was 30 years ago too.
Yeah.
Or 25. Now it's there's an upswing, but you know we're getting 200 some more kids with fewer kids. I mean, Saline alone is 500 fewer kids in the high school than they did 20 years ago, 15 years ago. So,
wow.
So something like that. So, you know, it's just we're always looking, and but I think it would always be in manufacturing. In a lot of our classes, they said, well, once you do this, industrial maintenance or something. Well, if you're in our ag mechanics or automotive construction, they're problem solvers. It don't make you a problem solver in a house or piece of equipment. Even our engineering kids do that. That's a class I forgot earlier. I knew engineering is doing wonderful. We got huge numbers in that and what she does with that. They actually get a like a college experience. Their second semester, their senior year, they're out the job training, and they're getting at least $15 an hour. Most high schools, they don't get paid. They're getting paid $15 to $18 an hour. They're doing a co-op is what it is. So we're always looking, seeing where it's at. And around here, you know, it's always going to be ag or manufacturing, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. So there's an engineering class?
Yes.
At TriStar?
It used to be 1 year, and then Taylor Hesse, we hired her, and the first year was halftime, and we said we wanted to go full-time, and she's second year, went from like eight, nine kids to 40 kids.
No
yeah, and these kids, yep. My nephew's in it, does a great, he didn't think he would be an engineer. He's going to go do a two-year degree at Cincinnati State, and it, she just does a wonderful job. In fact, it was a company last year, did it the first year. They gave us $10,000. They were so happy with the kid, and this is a company that don't donate a lot of stuff. They came and just say, here's $10,000, put the engineering program. So it's good experience for the kids. Yeah. And
so do they focus on any particular part of engineering, architectural?
Architectural a little bit.
Because there's general, electrical, there's all kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah, it's the basics. Like they build stuff. We have like 8 3D printers. Mm-hmm. We have another machine there that does things. So, yeah, they just kind of go where they want. And different companies, like my nephew's in landscape engineer, wants to go to landscaping design some way, engineering. So so that's why he's going to Cincinnati State.
So it's kind of engineering, architectural, kind of all...
Like think of our med prep. You can do a lot of different areas. Engineering is the same way.
I think I would have loved to do something like that. But, you know, there wasn't anything like that
back then. Yeah.
One of the guys was smart enough to go into the VOAG and industrial arts stuff and ended up with a really good job. And everybody's wondering, why are you doing that? Well, he ended up working for, right out of college, he was working for General Motors up in Detroit making... Mm-hmm. What would in today's money be $120,000 out of the gate? And he just did industrial arts. But he learned some stuff. So
exactly.
Yeah, everybody's thinking, you know, what's that for?
Exactly.
So let's talk about your busy spring. Okay. You know, I know there's a lot of different activities, and you know what a great opportunity to get TriStar exposed to a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, we got several things coming. One, we call it Hop Around TriStar. This is like third and fourth graders with our career connections person. And actually, Mandy Diller is going to do this. It's like a scavenger hunt with parents and their kids in TriStar, each program. And they'll have clues and stuff. And our kids are going to help, the early childhood kids. And there's little prizes in each one of the classrooms based on what the program is. I've seen some of the prizes. I might make my eighth grader go just to get some of the prizes because it's really neat. So that's why we get kids in, you know, and adults to see the program. We've got a job fair, I think March 5th coming up, over 60 companies.
May 5th.
May 5th, what did I say? March?
March.
Yeah. May 5th. So they're coming in, I think, 9 to 12:30, over 60 companies where they can come hire kids, hopefully. And we invited even students that are not in TriStar and the public. That's one thing I think people know. The public can come in. If you don't have a job, we're looking for a job, please come in. And then all 9 schools are invited. In fact, if, say, Fort Recovery brings some seniors or juniors, we'll pay for the busing. We have a grant that we can do that, so we can pay for the busing, have them in there. And hopefully that day we're also going to have a signing. We started this a few years ago, kind of like college going to athletics. We sign because these kids are signing jobs for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So that's one thing we do.
That's
governor,
not bad.
No. The lieutenant governor likes that. The governor likes that. And also kind of a kickoff of our 40th year. Of TriStar. So we get all the adult classes coming. Then we do have our senior graduation ceremony. We bring a food truck in. This year, kids don't know what it is yet, but we're going to bring the K Burgers in. They've supported us. We've done
Kiwanis Burgers.
Kiwanis Burgers.
K Burgers.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
That's awesome.
I've heard about it, so they're going to get a chance to see it. And then we had one of your Mexican person in, food truck. And last year we had a barbecue, so we try to move it around.
Yep.
So that's something coming up. We have our awards ceremony with the top kids. We do that at Romers in Salina. So just, busy time, getting ready for next year. Kids graduating, you know, it's kind of crunch time for all of us.
Just the thought that there are 60 businesses within the area that are looking for people. I mean, that's...
And we turn them down.
Yeah.
We're turning some down.
Yeah.
Because we only got so much room.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is.
Well, I kind of think that means you guys are doing a pretty good job.
I think it shows that they like our students.
Yes.
Yeah, and they don't, and then they can go there, and some just want to get their name out. That's one thing we try to teach the kids. Shake their hands, look them in the eye. That's the biggest thing. It's the soft skills. Kids can't look them in the eye. And
because all their connection is on the internet.
Yeah.
They haven't actually talked to anybody.
Exactly. And they ask these companies what they do. I remember the first year we ever did it, there was a place, they made pizzas, and they handed out lighters. So we wondered why there was 50 people getting lighters. Well, first of all, we're at school. We got to get rid of those. But they knew what they did. They made pizza. They didn't know what these other companies, but they were scared to ask. So our teachers really said, guys, you need to ask. And they said, you got to talk to three companies, and you come back and do your report. What does, you know, what does Cooper's do? What does Bud Chevrolet do? And they come and talk to a person, and this is what they do. And some of them, you know, Crown might need 30 welders. Well, but Crown might only need two cybersecurity, but every company needs cybersecurity. So there's 60, that's 60 different companies.
Yeah.
So it just kind of depends what it is. So each program is a little bit different, what they have to look for.
And the companies that don't think they need cybersecurity do need it.
They do, yeah, and they know that, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the Eternal Scholarship opportunities that was created by... I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah. This is Rod and Barb Carpenter. Started this 3 years. He always did a marathon for different nonprofits. So he decided to do kids 1 year. He normally got like 60, 70, 80,000. Well, the first year he did it, I think he ended up with 160,000. He said it was easy to sell because they hired TriStar Kids. So the next year, he did another organization. Then last year, or this current year, he had some family things that came about, so he didn't have as much time. Well, he did it again for us because he gave six $1,000 scholarships. Well, then he had the quality of the kids. He said, and with the cost of college, I want to increase that to $1,500. He was able to raise another $60,000 or $70,000. There's $215,000 with the Mercer County Foundation, Civic Foundation, and they're hoping in 10 years, and there's some companies that give it to it every year, they're hoping like 10, 15 years, that's worth a lot more, and you get more out. And his family's involved, his sons, and I think his daughter. So it's really cool. We're the only career center in the state of Ohio. People just can't, how do you do that? And it's incredible. I mean, to think that 40 years ago, we went, what's that for? Here, someone created scholarships, just a foundation just for TriStar, and it's only TriStar kids. That's pretty cool stuff.
It is.
It's pretty heavy. It really is.
It really is.
And are there other opportunities for scholarships for just TriStar?
Yeah, we have Haas. You go in the Mercer County Civic Foundation, there's some people have just done that, some car companies and that. We actually give $250 skills gap from our vending machines. I always thought it was bad. I mean, nothing wrong with college and stuff, but the kids that may be in welding, I get a job at PAX, I can spend $500 on leathers or boots. Here's $250. We give it to them. It takes them 5 minutes to fill out.
Yep.
And so I've had parents say, our kids never get scholarships. They're almost in tears that they got a scholarship because those kids, they probably eat most of our vending machine anyway, so they probably should give it back to those those programs. So we give 50 of those out every year. So that's about $10,000 if my math's right. Randy, is that right?
Up 12.5.
12.5. See, that's why I taught you what I did.
I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and talk about TriStar students have kind of made the papers for not a very positive thing. So we'll come back and talk
about
it.
That's good. Always end up on a negative note.
But this will be positive, though, by then.
It will be, yeah.
So we'll be back right after this.
Floors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Fort Recovery VFW will be hosting their annual Cancer Dance on Saturday, March 4th. Roger Demange and Rick Hine will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there will be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and lots more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's Cancer Dance at the VFW, Saturday evening, March 4th, open to the public, doors open at 6 o'clock.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Mr. Tim Buescher about all things TriStar. Tim, it's always an informative, enlightening discussion with you.
Hope that's a positive.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, before we get into the safety topic, okay, you know, each of the home schools offer some sort of leadership topics, you know, for kids. Does, like, TriStar offer anything from a leadership point?
Every program has a student organization. FFA, I think everybody knows FFA, they have leadership. We have BPA, which is for business courses. We have FCCLA, which is for our early childhood. There's Skills USA, which is for a lot of our other construction and med prep. So, yeah, one year we had in our welding class, the state president was from TriStar about 15 years ago. It takes a lot of time and stuff. So, you know, that's leadership is part of the thing. They all have to have their little meetings and stuff. And that's why you see a lot of the community service projects. That's because of those kids getting together to teach, hey, we can do this. Like that Hands Up Village over in Salina. That's construction kids. And they want to do that. So they'll go up. And
really? They're the ones that built those houses?
A couple of them. Two or three. And they can
do that in
2-3 days. They've asked us to do it. The fairgrounds will be doing at like a... I call it a shelter house, but it's more than that. It's like a chapel, mm-hmm. and our engineering kids will help design it, which they kind of did, and then our construction kids will help build it.
That's great.
They've done a lot of those things.
I'm going to guess that really means a lot to those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Not just to the community and the things that they do, but, you know, with what we do with our Christmas show, helping people is a big deal. That makes you feel really good.
If you ever go to the fair, you see the sign, the map, the big things. It's like a seat and it's a cover. Our construction has built those several years ago and donate. And they usually buy the material. Then they built them. And so there's a place for the maps. When you walk into every entrance, you see the big and it says TriStar in there. And they built those. We did, and Walden one year did a lot of pens. They did new gates and stuff that were metal gates. The TriStar kids, welding kids, made all those.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's new, good stuff.
So,
yeah.
And I think that we definitely want to talk about, I noticed on Facebook, chances are it made the paper at some point, but Sheriff Gray expressed some concerns about some of the transportation issues going to and from TriStar.
Kids speeding.
Oh,
yep. Kids absolutely speeding. Yep.
Yeah.
And we get calls. We've had, you know, this year has been more than normal. But I think people are more, they know when our kids are driving and our kids are more driving. So some are just not being smart. And we get people calling in and we had called the police or sheriff's department. So they put a press release out. We're very supportive of it. They have a no tolerance right now. And I said, ticket them. I don't care to ticket every kid. We got all the village police were involved. Hey, they get picked up on the way there. Stop sign. There was a kid the other day, went through a railroad stop sign, and they didn't warn him. They ticketed the person. So that person's on the bus for a while. We've told the kids, you get caught, and from then now the end of school, if you tell us about it, it's amazing. I was in BG 2-3 weeks ago, and I found out before the kids even got to school to tell us. And then so Mr. Stetler had him. They go, here's Mr. Bush. He says, hey, who heard you guys were going over 100 miles an hour? well, how'd you know? I said, I'm in Bowling Green, 2 hours away, and I already found out. So we had a good relationship with the police and the state patrol. And basically, if they come to us, I always hated kids when I was AD and stuff that told the truth and got more punishment than kids who lied. So basically, kids come to us now for the rest of the year. They get a month on the bus. If they lie or don't tell us, they have 24 hours to tell us, they're 2 months on the bus. And one parent figured out that their kid would save $4,000, made him take the bus this year, saving $4,000. One girl, I think it was before recovery, she got on the bus for a couple weeks earlier in the year, saved her $30 a week in gas until she rides the bus the rest of the year. She, on her own.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes parents take care of it, but yeah, we know the areas. It's no tolerance, and the sheriff has done that. Parents, we know the roads. We know what kids, what way they take, and we had a situation about 10 years ago. Two of our kids died on the way home, speeding, trying to pass each other, and it was new pavement. It was wet, and that's not fun. We told the kids that. The state patrol came in for a discussion. Our teachers, a lot of them have taken, we have two crosses out there, have taken them, this is what can happen. Just take your time. And I get their kids and stuff, but it's not fun looking at parents in the eye. And, yeah. And then we had that, and like it's funny, you talk to the veterans, that the parents of those kids said, I went to TriStar back in 1990 and stuff. We did the same thing. I said, yeah, they go, but no one ever, you didn't think about it back then. It was just different, and you these are actually trying. That, and the parents have been really positive that you're trying. And that
well, you know, I mean, kids will be kids, but bad things can happen to kids too, you know. So it's certainly worth raising the flag, having discussions, letting kids know that people with the blue lights are watching.
Yep. And one time I got chewed out. I had a truck driver called, and I called the parent. How do you know it was my kid? Well, there's two other girls or kids in the car. They were scared to death, and they passed on a four lane by a bridge abutment, and the mom was like, how can you prove it, blah, blah, blah. And I probably was a little unprofessional. I said, well, I guess I care more than you do. Shouldn't have said it. She apologized, and I said, I just don't want to go through what we did a year ago. And yeah. Said, you whatever, you make my son right the rest of the year, I'm fine. It's not, I get it, it's tough, but we want the kids to be safe and get there. And in some of our programs, if they get caught, like automotive and ag mechanics, no one can hire them. Because they get points on their record, they can't say work for Hastings.
Yeah,
their insurance company won't license them until they're 20. Until after 20, so if they get any points, our auto teacher said he was worked for Mercedes Benz, and they had got a new insurance company. Oh, no points. They had to fire 9 people immediately.
Wow.
Right there. Yeah. So for some of them, it could be their career or affect their job.
Yeah.
So we try to tell them that.
Yeah.
So, wow. Tim, I tell you what, it has been a very informational hour, and it went much too quickly. Anything to close on before we open the mic to Rocker and just find out what in the hell's in that head of his?
We're so lucky. I mean, we talk about this all the time. We got 4 or 5 new schools coming down from different states in the next to the end of the school year, looking at our facility. I don't know if people realize, and I don't think we totally do yet, how lucky we are, and with the companies and the taxpayers when they voted this in, and when other, I had a school that's doing a $150 million new building facility. They came and saw ours and said, that's exactly what we're doing. Because I get nervous when they, $150 million, they go, wow, we're good, Tim. You did the same thing we did, and they actually took some of the ideas from us. Yeah. That's pretty cool stuff. I hope everyone realizes how lucky we are, and other parts of the state really do. In fact, a lot of times compacts and comprehensives don't have the best facilities in that, and our lobbyist is trying to, look at getting people and legislators involved and stuff. She does not bring them to us because we're too nice looking now. Now, in the past, we were the first ones she brought to, but they don't understand, though, how the community all helped. The donations we got, this eternal scholarship, that's what blows people away, how such a small area can have a nice facility, have endowments, and then they hire our kids. And kids come back and give back. It's kind of like when you did the football program at Fort Recovery, the stadium. Yeah. And I don't know if Eric said this, but, I remember, how it just worked. It's just amazing. People from Coldwater, helped out. St. Henry, Marion, and they go, others from Dayton, they said, we can't do that. I said, no, you can't. You can't. That's just the way this area is. Now, one reason they want to do it, then they come Friday night and kick our butts at the time, but that's just the way this area is, and that's how TriStar is. And we just got lucky; we got two counties doing it, that there.
So I was just thinking, the levy that passed to build that phenomenal facility, what was the passage rate? Was it just barely?
75%. It was the biggest OFCC project at that time that ever passed. And some precincts were 95%. Yep. I think the lowest precinct was one I lived in, because my uncle and relatives were there. But no, but there were only three precincts, and like 70 precincts failed. It was like maybe 5-4 or something like that. But
so everybody knows how important this is.
Yes. I think that's the key part that people
Everybody
realize.
Has a kid. Everybody that works at this company that hired a kid, everybody knows that this is a really, really good thing.
Exactly. And one thing, when we did the levy thing, and even with lectures, I've said this, you know, no one, you know, thinks about a plumber or heating air conditioning, but, you know, I live about 4 or 5 blocks from the Corps hospital. If you have a young child that's been born 3 weeks old at 2 in the morning, you know, heat goes off, at 2 in the morning, your house is getting cold, you'll pay more for a heated air conditioning guy to come fix that furnace than that emergency room doctor's making.
Yep.
Because you'll pay anything. And you know what? Yep. And they got you.
Yeah.
I mean, so I always use that as that, you know, there's nothing wrong with those jobs, and it's getting harder.
Right.
Plumbers and all that. But they're making more at 2 in the morning than the emergency room doctor is, because you got a young child in that house,
yep,
or a spouse, a wife, find the heat.
Yeah, without a
Get
doubt.
Get the heat.
Well, Tim, I'll tell you what. Thanks for joining us again. I know it's probably been about a year since last time we chatted.
I'd say at least a good year, yeah.
Yeah.
So appreciate
anytime
it.
You have things coming up that you want to promote, just let us know.
We'll do that.
We'll accommodate to get you on.
At least there was nothing at the edge of town. They did let me in, so sometimes I know. I maybe make no too many enemies.
Well, we're down to 1 and 1.5 police officers in town, so we can't keep all the riffraff out.
No, I always appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
So, Rocker, what do you have tonight,
And you're
buddy?
Welcome to hang around and help us harass Rocker.
I got the same stuff I typically always have.
Ah,
so we can just do replays?
Top 10 list.
No, not right.
Oh, it's the same thing, only different.
Oh, Rocker's top 10 list?
No. I had to do that
Jack,
for
you've been gone a long
week.
Time.
I've been gone. So what you got? Rocker, you can't stop in the middle.
Hey. Calm down.
Okay. But he was listening to the chit-chat in the back, and that's perfect.
1964.
This is this day in history, or is this birthdays? Okay. This day in history.
An odd episode of The Twilight Zone.
I forgot to get the things up.
The occurrence of Owl Creek Bridge airs on The Twilight Zone.
Oh.
In 1954?
64. Do you remember Twilight Zone?
Oh, yeah. Rod Serling.
Very good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was the guy that invented that Serling silver.
Yes, that is right.
Okay.
Well, that was worth about $1.50.
No, a little less than that.
1983, I think most people watch this. The final episode of MASH garnered 125 million homes.
The, like... ninth highest.
Well, it's still the number one regular TV show, but as far as like all time, it's ninth.
Yeah, I mean, because like the
Super Bowl and
So, what is the number one?
I think it's the Super Bowl where Whitney Houston sang the national anthem.
What is the number one most watched TV event?
TV event.
And it's not a Super Bowl. Bobby?
I'm going to say, is it a sporting event?
Nope. Well, kind of.
Thanks, Mr. Busher.
Olympics?
Nah.
I don't know.
Think white Bronco.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
More people viewed that Bronco driving down the highway than any other single TV event. I just thought that was interesting, Rocker.
It was 10 years ago.
Do you want to do today's?
Oh, we want to do whatever you want to do.
March 1st, 1872. We go way back for this one.
Oh, I was young then.
The first national park is open, Yellowstone.
Awesome. In
1872. That's 150 years.
And yes. You know, I didn't realize it, but that's sit on top of a volcano.
And that's what causes the geysers?
Well, it's Old Faithful.
Yeah. Huh. Yep. Awesome.
Oh, damn. History lesson. What state is Yellowstone Park in?
Oh, it's in very good state.
It's a couple states, ain't it?
I think
what's that?
It's in a couple states, ain't it? I mean, it's the whole thing.
Like where?
Colorado.
Out west.
Wyoming. Utah?
I'm thinking it's Wyoming, but I might be wrong.
Is it Utah?
Montana.
Crap.
Montana and part of Wyoming, I believe.
I don't think I knew that it was that far north.
I was way off then.
You were way
not off. Not very good at what I do, apparently. 1941, the Captain America issue where he beats Hitler hits the shelves.
In 1941?
Yes, obviously.
Which would make sense.
What was that? Say that again?
Captain America issue where he beats Hitler hits the shelves.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, states of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. I thought it was south of there.
That's close.
Yeah, well, we were out west.
If you count Utah.
Yeah, well, that right, can't be very far.
Right next door.
Area birthday time.
Oh, where are your birthdays?
And Tuesdays is one of you guys' buddy, Nick Hahn.
Yep.
The Hahninator.
He's an idiot.
The Hahninator.
Well, yeah. But he's a famous idiot.
Yeah. Scared.
Yeah, ain't scared. Ain't scared.
But the thing is, could he body slam you?
Nope.
Wednesday's birthday.
Oh, Wednesday.
A favorite everybody here in town, Kathy Etzler.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Kath.
Yep, she's awesome. She's 37.
Janelle Wendell.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, my niece.
Oh,
happy birthday, Janelle.
All right. And Chris Crusher Rammel.
Okie dokie. Says in the day.
Ooh, did I make it this time?
Nobody ever seen this one coming.
So it is me.
No, no. That people would say I'd be kissing butt if I did
I
that.
I am going to predict your citizen of the day.
I like it.
Well, Bubba's already saw it, so.
What's that?
That's it.
What's your guess?
He's written it down.
Yes, I wrote it down.
Leon Von Drell.
Ooh, I was close. 90. I was close.
Who'd you guess, Jack?
Well, that was odd.
Leon Von Drell.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
What was the odds?
Who'd you put?
Huh? All right.
So why did you pick him as citizen of the day?
Well, he is turning 90 here in a few weeks.
I knew he was close. I knew he was going to be close to 90. He doesn't look like it. He does act like it, but he doesn't look like
it. Well, he definitely acts it.
Well, just because he has bad hearing doesn't mean he's old.
Celebrity birthday time?
That's right.
Who's celebrity birthdays?
One you might not recognize, but you know the nickname, Daniel Handler, but better known as Lemony Snicket.
Lemony Snicket.
He's 53.
Lemony Snicket. He was in one of those chocolate factory
Jiminy
or something.
Crickets.
Lemony Snicket. Lemony Snicket was a play on words with Jiminy Cricket, but it's for a different movie.
Okay.
Is that right there, Danger Mouse?
Lemony
Snicket. Whoa.
A series of unfortunate events.
Alan Otter is 47.
Who?
Alan Otter.
Oh.
Not she Esther was a gal who, if you ever watched Varsity Blues, was the whipped cream bikini girl.
Oh, on Herb Alpert?
No.
Oh, that's... No. Well, she had a whipped cream bikini. That was so one of my favorites.
Country singer Jason Aldean is 46.
I'll be damned.
Today's birthdays.
Oh, boy.
The Dio man himself, Harry Belafonte, turns 96.
Oh, Dio. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Okay. He's still alive?
Yes, one still with us.
That's pretty good.
Ron Opie Howard is 69.
69.
Is he really?
Yes.
Opie.
It's hard to believe that Opie's 69.
Opie. That makes us all feel old, except for me, of course.
Yeah, yeah. You felt old for forever.
Javier Bardem is 54.
Okay.
Who?
He's an actor, people.
Who? So what did Harvey Bardem, what was his name?
Javier Bardem.
Oh, it wasn't Harvey. Okay, Javier.
Javier.
Who in the hell is Javier Bardem?
Made quite a few movies, actually.
Really?
Yes. So, like any of them we've ever heard of?
Yes.
Oh, like
Edward
Batman?
Caesar Scissorhands?
No, that's a little
Fred guy. Scissorhands. Nick Scissorhands? Any Scissorhands?
We'll move on.
The sea inside. No Country for Old Men. Skyfall.
Yes.
Oh, that was a James Bond movie, yes. Wasn't it? Why didn't you just say James Bond movie?
Well, because people say, hey, nobody cares about that.
We did say that.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is 49.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, saved by the bell.
Thank you.
Oh, see, I had no idea.
Thank you.
See, I know all the classics.
Bring him back. This one's going to be...
Who was the best looking of the three girls that was on Saved by the Bell?
Lisa Turtle.
Huh?
Lisa Turtle.
Lisa Tuttle?
Lisa Turtle.
B?
That's Eric.
Lisa?
I wouldn't have a clue. I've never seen the show.
Jesse Spanos?
Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Ripa. Oh.
Rocker, you?
I'm going to go with Tiffany Thiessen.
Which is Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's showing. Yeah.
Which one did you suggest, Robert? Mr. Somebody?
Mr. Belding.
That's Rocker's best looking.
Supernatural star Jensen Ackles is 45.
Awesome. What's Supernatural?
It's a brother. They're vampire hunters or something.
Oh, well, then. Yeah, no wonder.
Well, some people are into that stuff.
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, it sounds like you are.
Kesha is 36.
Kesha who?
Kesha.
Gesundheit.
It's a singer.
Really?
Crickets.
TikTok.
No.
She didn't do TikTok?
Well, yeah, TikTok. That's her song. I thought you were talking about the damn app.
Oh, I thought so too. TikTok.
And unfortunately.
Uh-oh. Kennedy's?
No.
Oh.
If you got Bieber fever, today's your national holiday. Justin Bieber turns a whopping 29. Ooh.
Hey, you know what? The guy's got talent.
But I don't like
this. And so did Tiny Tim for about 20 minutes.
No, he had fame. He didn't have talent. But he did play it well. He got married to Miss What's-Her-Name?
Susie. Miss Vicky.
Vicky,
Well.
My sauce lasted longer than that marriage.
But he did get married on TV.
So Bobby, what you got on Sports Talk tonight?
Not a lot. We're going to talk about the game, of course. We got Scott Brunswick calling in. He's going to talk about this weekend. The Mercer County Challenger team goes to state.
Cool.
So Bruiser coaches them, so he's going to come in.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's
awesome. So I didn't realize he was coaching. I've seen a whole bunch of pictures this week on there. I hadn't seen him.
What
or year seen his name mentioned.
Was Bruiser part of that St. Henry dynasty? Was that like
92, 93?
I was thinking it was 89, 90, 91. Maybe not. Mm. But anyway, back 30 years ago, 30-something years ago. Yep, that was fun.
So stay tuned for Sports Talk Rocker. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad I'm back.
Are you really?
You were supposed to say, we're glad you're back, too. That's
that was what I was waiting for. But
he was fishing for a
last week, I had Bill.
You know what? I don't want to know about your personal life.
No, that's your brother.
No, he meant he had Bill on the show.
Oh, okay. Him.
He didn't have Bill.
Let's just say it's a tick of an upgrade.
From what? Who this is an upgrade, or yes. Bill was an upgrade?
Well, no, Jack is.
Oh, but just a tick.
Just a tick. Hey, just I'll take a tick.
Yep.
So, all right. So stay tuned for Bubba and Fee Sports Talk right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Inside with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.